Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about.
To Cool Chick Radio. I am the head chicken charger on these parts. I am Tracy, and I'm joined by my so sexy all the time, Miss Angela.
Hello.
That's it? Miss Hello.
Hi.
What's up? What's going on? What's new? What's shaking?
Oh, nothing. Job hunting's just so much fun.
Yeah. That's a hoot and a half.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, gosh. Why am I tired?
I've been tired. So I figured out that if you mow 2.5 acres with a push mower back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, that is equivalent to 9 miles.
Huh.
So I walked 9 miles today mowing my grass.
Wow.
I know.
Good job.
I don't like to brag or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You could call it Minnesota cross training, and you know, people could pay to come and mow your lawn. So they could
pretty much
walk 9 miles.
Pretty much.
You know, let's think about that. Let's find a way to make that work.
I think we're on to something here.
That's right. Who needs to, you just got to enterprise on it and capitalize. There's got to be a way to spin it, make it sound real good. Okay, so I decided that I have a bunch of questions about a whole bunch of stuff tonight.
Okay, before you do that, I have a question.
Okay.
So, if somebody talks to you with an attitude or responds to you with an attitude, what is your first instinct?
It depends on how severe the attitude is. Sometimes you can kind of blow it off, but if it's like major attitude or completely out of left field, you're going to get very unhappy real quick.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Typically, if somebody responds to you with an attitude, say you're like, okay, if somebody is constantly pointing out obvious shit, like retarded, stupid stuff, it's kind of getting annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
Yep.
Yeah. But then when you point out, hey, okay, how do I put this? Say somebody is like, oh, look, there's a tiki torch, and it says tiki on it. And you're like, congratulations. Like, obviously, right. Everyone can see that. Like, and then the response to that is, well, you have an attitude. Well, yeah, because you're pointing out, like, the dumbest shit in the world that is very captain obvious.
Hmm.
And then, you know, if you go to tell somebody something or they ask you a really stupid question and you respond with a stupid answer because it's a stupid question, and you get this massive attitude back, your first instinct is going to be to have an attitude. I can't quite figure out why people can't figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
You say something stupid or you ask a stupid question or a very obvious question, you're going to get a sarcastic answer from 95% of people that I know.
Yep.
Or when you are constantly replying or responding or saying something with an attitude, whether it's meant to or not meant to, and it gets pointed out to you that maybe you shouldn't have an attitude all the time, you might want to change it before you piss a lot of people off. Oh, and I was told today that I'm very intimidating and a lot of people have a very hard time telling me how they really feel because I'm so intimidating. And that was by two separate people who are both males that are intimidated by me. Actually, three. I got told this 3 times today. One of them was not a male intimidated by me. He was just informing me of the obvious.
Oh. Like,
and I guess
like,
the obvious. Right. And I was talking to one of my friends, and I was like, do you find me intimidating? And he started laughing. He's like, no. He goes, Angela, are you a big meanie head? I was like, evidently. Apparently, my no bullshit attitude, don't come at me with something stupid, I'm not going to console you or coddle you with stupid stuff, comes off as me being an asshole and intimidating and hard to talk to and unapproachable.
What?
Who was that?
That's bullshit. Whoever said that needs to be punched in the fucking dick.
I'm just a very much of a take-no-shit kind of person.
You know...
And if somebody's going to come to me and say, oh my God, I need some help, and it's about a very serious issue, and I give you all the advice in the world and give you the tools and steps that you need to get there, and then you turn around, and because I didn't give you enough attention, you make an even bigger scene, and then wonder why I stopped talking to you, maybe you should look in the mirror. I'm not going to coddle you. And it's not a, oh my God, are you mad at me? No, it's a, you're a fucking idiot.
Right. you need to have like a pocket full of participation awards.
pretty much. Like a full handful of
them.
Or apparently I need like a beware sign. I don't do an attitude and bullshit well. Careful, I might be intimidating.
Right?
I might scare you with my no bullshit personality.
So scary.
But anyways.
I only laugh because I'm told that I'm intimidating too. I think I'm adorable. I don't know what the fuck their problem is.
Yeah. Apparently my black and green hair and mom shirt intimidating.
Time to get over it.
Build a bridge and get the fuck over it.
Pretty much. I like to light the match at the beginning, though, and just watch the bridge burn while they're standing on it.
There you go. Yeah. Good call. Oh. Hey, did you hear some people are all concerned about there being new zodiac signs?
I did hear that.
Well, turns out it's bullshit, so.
Yeah.
Anybody who's, you know, convinced that it's true, I also have swampland in Arizona that I'd like to sell you a bridge to.
Right.
Yeah.
I have underground tunnels in my backyard that will get you to the ocean.
Exactly. You know, for $50, you know, you can use them. I also have money trees in my backyard.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, that just kind of, I don't know. People are just, yeah. People are interesting. Very, very interesting. Which leads me to all the questions that I have.
Oh, boy.
I have so many questions. Okay, so, okay, question one. If, okay, how do you feel, and this is a, you know, just personal preference to you, Angela, how would you feel about a woman picking out her own engagement ring?
Oh, my God. I saw something about this the other day.
Are you for, against it, or neutral?
It depends. Is there a... I think it's fucking stupid. But if a man wants to actually commit to a woman, then he should be the one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to pick out your own engagement ring, clearly, dude's not ready.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if he is, and he's saying, well, why don't you just go pick one out so that I have less work to do? He's not that committed to you. He's just not that into you.
That's an extremely good point. I guess I know quite a few people who have either picked out their own engagement ring or insisted that, you know, they come with. And I just kind of think that it negates the whole he's doing, you know, he's trying to pledge, you know, a life commitment to you. And you're all worried about the size of the stone versus the promise.
I mean, it's one thing if he wants you to go with to the jewelry store and give you, like, 12 options to choose from and you don't exactly know, like, what day it's going to be.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever that is. Like, that's a different story. But
right.
If you're literally going to pick out your own engagement ring,
mm-hmm.
then you obviously clearly have some issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's like on Teen Mom MTV or whatever. I had read an article and I had unfortunately watched the episode with my daughter because that one really was annoying.
No.
Sarah Abraham had went, her boyfriend is not ready to get engaged and make that commitment to her and has been very clear about that. But she took it upon herself to go and get an engagement ring made with, like, her grandmother's stone, and she picked out, like, the whole thing, and, like, it was a couple million dollars.
Wow.
It was $1 million ring. And she expected him to pay for said engagement ring after she had already bought it, so he had to pay her back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she brought him to counseling with her. And mind you, they're just dating. He brought her to counseling, or she brought him to counseling and was like, I don't understand. We have this engagement ring and blah, 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 blah. He needs to give me the money back. And, like, the therapist was like, what the fuck is wrong with, like, you guys aren't even ready. Like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, I just don't understand. I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, what a stupid bitch, dude.
Wow.
Not everybody in the world makes $100,000 a month off of fucking porno videos. Sorry.
Jesus.
Not everyone has the kind of money that you do to just throw around.
Damn.
Chick's a fucking cunt, dude. God, I hope she fucking gets punched in the face.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the scary thing is there's a lot of women who are very focused.
Desperate?
They're focused on all the wrong things. And I kind of think that's kind of what's wrong with the world at this point. You know, like, I've heard other people comment, well, you know, if the center stone isn't this size, I'm going to be mad. Well, okay, what happens if 2 years down the road, you guys are married and, you know, something happens and you lose everything.
Right.
You know, I mean, I guess to me, it's kind of an indication that, you know, shit's not going to work out. It's like, you're in it for all the wrong reasons. If you're worried about the size of the stone, you know, before it's even on your hand, I really think, like, I kind of think that anybody who's questioning the loyalty of, you know, a woman in their life, if you want to propose, get a small ring. See what she does.
Right. Right.
You know?
They have that Apple came up with a chip that you can put, what is it, in the penis? In the dick and the vagina to see if your significant other is cheating.
Yep, I saw that.
And yeah, it picks up sexual activity that is not related to the chip and the dick or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, don't they, like, sync? Like, it's implanted in the vagina and the tip of the penis.
Yeah.
And they're synced, and if it'll indicate sexual activity. Okay, but I guess I have questions about that.
Like, who the fuck? Are you serious? Wow.
Because what if the guy all of a sudden, like, decides that a pocket pussy is, like, the best thing ever?
Exactly. Or a dildo.
Right.
Or a finger. Or whatever other weird objects females decide they're going to shove up their vaginas, like fucking curling irons. And whatever, yeah.
I mean, like, people do some really weird stuff, but... Yeah. I don't know. I guess I saw that and I had to laugh because, you know, how are you going to know is my question. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you can typically tell if there's something wrong in a relationship. You can very well sense that. And if you have to go to that fucking extreme of, oh my God, let me see your phone. Oh my God, let me go, like, search through your messages in your Facebook. Oh my God, let me search through whatever else, or, you know, have your friends stalk boyfriend or fiance or husband or whatever the fuck else, if you feel you have to do that, obviously there's fucking something wrong.
Right. Well, I guess, okay, to that, I also have questions, because if you're super paranoid, I'm curious what the percentage is of times that people are completely melting down, thinking something's actually going on when there's nothing going on. What are the odds that they're actually doing something wrong and they're convinced that their partner is doing something wrong so they can justify their behavior? Because I know my ex-husband did that. You know?
Right.
You're always, it's deflection. You know, you're doing something stupid, so you're going to blame somebody else for doing the stupid thing that you're doing.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, you're cheating. Oh, really? You're going to run and tell your girlfriend that, you know, you think your wife is cheating? How's that going to work out for you?
Right.
And then that leads me to another question. I really, really, really think we should do a whole show on joint Facebook accounts.
You know, we keep talking about that.
Well, I just don't know how to have, like how do you approach somebody? Like, hey, you got a joint Facebook account. We cheated. Trust issues?
Do you think that we could, like, have that kind of conversation with somebody without every time they say, well, it's because we're 100% honest with each other and we love each other. You really think that we're going to be nice about it?
No, absolutely not.
That's like throwing joint Facebook couples to the wolves. Like,
yeah. I'm just curious, like, what is the mentality behind it? I really want someone to, and I can be somewhat impartial and let them explain why they did it, why they are convinced. Is it, I mean, seriously, like, do you guys have the toilets where they're one facing each way so that way you guys can poop together too? I mean, like, if you can't trust your significant other to have, you know, social media, what's going on? Although I do get it. I get that there's a lot more temptation and a lot more outlets and ways for people to be in contact with other people. I get that. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. And I'm not saying that there isn't, you know, temptation with social media. What I'm saying is maybe if, you know, people were more worried about what their spouse is doing or what their significant other is doing versus who's saying what to them. You know, maybe instead of stalking your significant other, if you were, like, talking to them, that might work out a little better, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I'm very curious. I would really love the explanation behind it, but I would definitely want more than one couple or person, because God knows one of them's not gonna be able to talk.
Right.
Is it trust issues? Is it, you know, claiming transparency? Is it saying, you know, we both had separate lives, now we're together, so we only have one life? But then in that case, I guess my rebuttal to that is, that's great, but how do you maintain your own personal identity?
Right.
You know, there's 100 reasons for social media. There is.
Right.
Some of them are bad because some people use it, you know, to cheat. But then there's other reasons, like what we use it for is, you know, networking, show ideas, you know, expanding and growing and, you know, being able to reach out to people or, you know, maybe help somebody that you wouldn't have normally been able to help with. I mean, if it weren't for social media, there's a lot of things that we wouldn't have in life. I don't know. I'm very curious. And I really, 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 really want to post it on Facebook. I really want or even Twitter, because I know that there's people on Twitter with it, or Instagram. It just,
right.
I just want somebody to explain it to me. Like, how do you have that conversation to be like, so now we're together. Awesome. So I'm going to buy all your underwear and your socks and, you know, probably going to look at them when I wash them to make sure that there's not lipstick somewhere. And then, you know.
I'm going to smell them before I throw them in the washer.
And all your Facebook accounts. I'm going to need all your passwords and all that stuff. I'm going to need your emails and, you know, I'm going to need all that stuff. I just think that, you know, if someone's going to be faithful, they're going to be faithful no matter what. If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat no matter what. Doesn't matter
right.
if you're, you know.
Well, that's like the people that, like the people who are in relationships and all of a sudden they're like out of a relationship and instantly it's Facebook ruined my relationship. No, your relationship was ruined before Facebook.
Right.
Granted, there are people on Facebook who are more than willing and or want to ruin your relationship because they are jealous of what you have.
Oh, for
sure. So they're going to make accusations and start seeing the person that you're with making up a bunch
right.
of bullshit.
Correct.
But, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does happen. There are people out there who, no matter how happy you are and if you haven't done anything to them, they're still going to want you to be miserable because they're just jealous. And that happens.
Right.
Sucks. But you know what? That happens in person too, because, you know, everybody's got that one friend who, when you're happy, they either don't want to talk to you or they want to do something to cause drama in your life.
Right. Or they want to put a bug in your ear and make you overthink and analyze things.
Oh, yeah. You know, I almost think that that's worse when, you know, somebody needs to, you know, constantly make you kind of wonder, you know, where you're just like, yeah, this is great. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe it's not great. I don't know. And make you question. I don't know. So many questions. Oh, this relationship stuff, I'm telling you. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. People don't make it easy, though. That's for sure. Did I lose you? Hello? Uh-uh. I think I lost her. Housekeeping? No. Clock is still running, so that's good. Uh-oh. Okay. Oops. Oh, maybe she's just on mute. All right, let's try this again. All right, so we lost her for a second. I love technology. All right. So back to where we were.
Yeah.
So, do you have anybody that's got a joint Facebook account that would be willing to talk? I mean, like, how would we start that conversation? I guess that's my big thing. It's like, how do you start that conversation? Or are you just,
I think you just lay it on them. Hello?
I'm very curious. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just curious why. I don't know. Can you think of any other reasons why? Like, what are some positives to having a joint social media account?
Nothing.
Because, like, I'm just trying to think. I guess, to me, what if one of your friends was trying to reach out to you and they needed to talk about something private and they reached out to your Facebook, but it was a joint Facebook and you just don't know who's responding? I mean, for that matter, you don't even know who's posting.
Right.
I'm just concerned that that would cause someone to lose themselves. I know I could never, and it's not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just that
there you go. Here's my post on Facebook. Question of the night. Why do you think people have a joint Facebook account, and what would be the positive and negative things? What would the positive and negative things be to have one? Do you think it's because when people are together, they lose themselves as a person? Ready, set, go.
I'm just very curious. Oh.
Boom. Well, and that's like one of my friends is going through a breakup right now. You know who this person is.
Okay.
And he is having a really hard time with trying to win her back because there is snaky male friends that he has. And the moment that you're with somebody and then they randomly become single, all of these guys are like, oh, hey, I'm sorry to hear that this happened to you. You know, we were really good friends. You know, do you want someone to talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, like when you're in a relationship and it's probably more of an immature relationship,
mm-hmm.
you have people that are constantly monitoring your Facebook to report anything that you say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely think that there's pros and cons to Facebook, but I think that there's more cons than pros to Facebook.
I am just...
Doesn't your ex have a joint Facebook?
Uh-huh, sure does.
Should ask him why they have a joint Facebook. Or her.
Oh, I can pretty much tell you... I can pretty much tell you exactly what she's going to say. And she would answer, he wouldn't. And she would say, it's because they have complete trust in each other. But then, like, it would pretty much kill me to respond with going, then why are you in counseling?
Right.
You know, if you have such a solid marriage and you have all this trust, why are you in marriage counseling?
Right.
You know, I mean, there's challenges to everything, but you know what? Grandma and grandpa didn't have to go to marriage counseling. They did this weird thing called talking. Like, they talked it out. You know, figure out a way to make it work instead of having somebody else tell you how to make it work. I'm kind of sad that we haven't gotten any no responses yet. Really, I'm anxious to hear these responses. This could be very interesting.
I know.
I mean, it's not even, it's more just fascinating to me what the purpose behind it is. I mean, maybe there's a way to look at it that we haven't thought of. Maybe it makes sense. I don't know. Maybe it's genius. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe people with joint Facebook accounts aren't allowed on Facebook after 10 o'clock.
Right.
We'll wake up tomorrow morning blocked by like 10 people.
Why are those bitches asking questions?
Curious minds want to know.
Yeah. And it's not like we're going to be super nasty about it. We just have questions. I'm trying to understand. I don't know.
I just don't get it.
I mean, that's like, you know, I guess my other question, and I think that this is a fair question, is a lot of people say men and women can't be friends. I think.
Oh, God.
I think it's.
Oh, God.
Because I have been
told that so many times. Like, people automatically say, like, if you're in a relationship or a marriage or whatever it is, you are, if you're with somebody, you should not be friends with the opposite sex. You should not hang out with the opposite sex, because automatically, if you're hanging out with them, you're fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly goes to you're cheating.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
I don't know. I think it's people's own insecurities.
Do you think it's because the people who say that have no boundaries and wouldn't be able to handle being friends with the opposite sex if they had the opportunity to? So they don't think that anybody can?
I have no idea, but what I find funny is the people that have said it to me personally are the ones that have been the people that have cheated.
Right.
Ooh. They don't trust one another, or they are swingers.
That's a good point.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I mean, I guess I can say beyond a reasonable doubt, there are some people who truly can just be friends. And then there are those women who it's obvious that they do not want to just be friends and that they want more.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's just... I don't know.
What if they're... Oh, yeah, I suppose if they are swingers. If you're a swinger, you typically have a joint Facebook account because you and that person that you're with are looking for another person.
Oh, my God. The way I look at joint Facebook accounts just completely changed now. Wow.
I never thought about that. I never ever thought about that.
I never thought about that. I'm really glad that I was sitting down, because that like actually made a shit ton of sense. Okay. Now I think that we also need to interview some swingers.
Oh, I know one of the people responding to this conversation knows a couple.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, like,
because if you're a swinger, you want to see the two people, like, you know, if you just want to see the mail, like, I would assume, I don't know, because I've never done this, but, you want to see, like, just pictures of the male, and you want to see pictures of just the female, but you also want to see them together, because if you're a joint couple swinging with a joint couple, then I'd assume you'd want to see both. Dun, dun, dun. I would have never thought of that.
Me either.
Damn. Oh, how the tables have turned. But you would think if you are a swinger and you have just your own Facebook account, they have, like, group Facebooks for that.
Really?
Swingers. Let's look up swingers on Facebook. Swingers. Club. Oh, my. Yeah, they're, yeah. Yeah, there's a definite swingers club.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, Corey's joining. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Oh, we have Corey.
So are we calling in right now? Are we doing this?
You're on air right now, yes.
Oh, shit. I'm at Alter Bridge. I'm fucking calling in. It's good. So, yeah. This is all about swinger shit, or you don't trust your fucking mate. I'm just saying. It's either you trust them all the way and you're looking for some dick or vagina, or you just don't trust the shit out of anybody.
Now, here's the thing, though. Isn't there, like, swingers clubs on Facebook? So if you're a swinger, and if you don't have a joint Facebook account, wouldn't, like, somebody just want to see your profile and not your spouse's profile, or do they swing, like, a couple, like the couple switches people?
The swingers would be a couple. Like, it could be like a cuckold where the woman is fucking the dom and the guy is just like the bitch and he sits there and watches his woman get the dick, or it could be the other way around. You know, it's all about the relationship, what happens. So if most people I know that have a joint account, either it's one of two things. They don't fucking trust each other, and that's how it rolls, or they have a joint account and they're looking for dick or vagina, whichever what they're into.
Oh my! You totally changed our thought. You changed our thought.
I'm sorry, I just made this dirty. I'm sorry.
No, we never thought of it that way. We just think like people have issues, like you know those people when you get into a relationship like first month in, they're like, can I see your phone? Can I look through your phone? Can I have your password? Can I have your email password? How about we just, you know, have the same phone number?
Oh, no, like 80% probably is like, I don't trust your ass. I want to have a joint account with you. But there's, you know, there's a limited 20% that are in a relationship that is open, and it's either they're looking for vagina or they're looking for dick, and like they're like, yeah, let's throw this out there, let's go into groups and let's throw out our sexuality and let's see what we can find.
Is that like self prostitution?
Oh, it's all about prostitution, honey. It's all about like, hey, Let's bring this in and let's let's make this happy time, you know. I'm just saying. So, you know, happy time is good.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Did I say that shit? Yes, he did. I'm sorry.
I am never gonna
like it, this is worse than man panel. Fuck.
Nothing is worse than man panel night. Oh man.
I don't know about that. You got Rev on the phone.
We gotta have you on man panel night. That shit's fun.
Hell yeah.
I know, right? Shit.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, we've been sitting here trying to think, like, why. When you're in a relationship, like, all of a sudden, like, you obviously you lose part of yourself when you're in a relationship because you're constantly with or around or doing stuff with the other person.
Oh,
but
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of people completely change their whole being to be in a relationship.
But then you got to look at it like you have that situation where, like, you did something stupid and people are looking at it and they're like, oh, God damn it, you know, and the woman or the man is like, oh, I need, like, control over this, and this is our thing, and I get to fucking, like, control our Facebook and see who you're friends with, and, like they fucked up before, they cheated, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then you have the open relationships where they're looking for the opposite sex or the same sex, and they're open about it, and they're like, hey, let's throw this out there, and they're in those groups like Midwest Booty Competition or, like, the Midwest Crew thing. you know, just saying, they're out there. Those groups are out there. You just need to be picky.
That's so yucky. I've never seen the Midwest Booty Competition, but I've heard all about it.
Dude, they got booty competition too. It's fantastic. Even though they can't post news, but because there's, like, bitches and fucking dickheads that turn them in for posting them, but it's supposed to be all, like, you know, no holds barred, but, you know, you got them anal motherfuckers that are like, oh my God, it's a titty, or it's a fucking vagina, or it's a dick, and blah, blah, blah. Let's report that shit, even though, like, this is the, like, okay to be nude in the group. Why are you laughing at me? I'm just saying.
It's true. I've heard a lot of negative things about that site, but I've never.
Yeah, okay. So the negative thing is there's a lot of penis. There's a lot of penis. I ain't gonna lie. There's a lot of penis saying, oh, let's see boobs, let's see vagina, blah, 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 blah. And then you have these girls that are, like, legitimately like, hey, I want to show some stuff, and I want to show you my butt. Let me know how you think. And then you have these dickheads that are like, hey, messaging them and, like, adding them as friends. And it's like, okay, that's not what the group's about. They just want to, like, get the recognition and be like, yeah, hey, you know, I'm cool with this. Tell me what you think. And then you have them dickheads that, like, I reported a couple of them that fucking, like, they're dicks. Like, they put the girls down, and it's like, you know what? It don't matter what the woman looks like. It's still a butt. It's still boobs. It's still fucking amazing. And why do you got to be a dick about it? Why do you got to tell them that, like, oh, yeah, you're a slut for posting some pic with some, like, pasties on it. It's like, really? Like, why the fuck? It's not nude. It's like they got some shit, like, with hearts on their nipples. And it's like, why do you got to be a dick? Why do you got to wreck it for everybody else? It's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, just be cool. And, like, everybody's fucking sexy. Doesn't matter if you're fucking, like, really, really skinny like a toothpick or you're fucking big. Everybody has their sexuality. Everybody fucking is sexy. why the fuck can't you accept it, and why do you got to be a dick about it and be like, hey, you know, they like call people out, and it's like I reported a couple fucking dickheads, like they're like fucking, yeah, man, I got fucking, I'm all cool and blah blah blah. So you're being a dick to this lady, and you're being a dick, and you should get the fuck out of here because everybody is sexual, everybody's sensual, and everybody should be comfortable with who they are. So fuck you, dude. Get the fuck out of here. You're the one that should be banned, not the person that's posting some titty pics or some fucking, like, ab pics. It's like, fuck you, dude.
Well, right, and a lot of girls and guys join that stuff to boost their self-confidence, and when people are, you know, down, it's just, I think it's a reflection of yourself if you want to sit there and talk shit about somebody.
That's right.
That's just me.
You know, everybody's sexy. It doesn't matter fucking what size, what fucking whatever. You're all, everybody's fucking sexy. It's all how you flaunt it. It's all how you look at yourself. It's all how you promote yourself. It's all I'm a fat guy, right? I'm a fat guy. I ain't gonna lie. And it's like I'm sexy.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting at a bar looking at the sign saying cocktails. I don't like cock, but you know I like tails.
Oh man, what? Tracy's ex-husband has a joint Facebook account with his new girlfriend or wife or whatever she is. So I told her, I was like, you should go ahead and ask her why. And she was like, well, I already know the answer.
Yeah.
But we don't know anybody that has a joint Facebook account, so we're trying to figure out if anybody knows anybody with a joint Facebook account so we can ask them questions.
I personally do not have a joint Facebook account, but it's all about trust, and it's all about, like, where your relationship stands, and, like, I don't know, if it's a new relationship and they fucking, like, hey, let's have a joint relationship fucking account, I don't know, I'd question that shit, because they'd be like, hey, you know, do you trust me, or what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're open right away, and you're like, hey, I want to side dick, or like, hey, we're in a cuck hold, or we're in a fucking vagina hold, and like, I want other vagina beside you, or I want other cock beside you, that'd be one thing. But if it's like straight out, hey, let's have a joint account, I'd question that shit right away and be like nervous.
Oh, so what do you think about somebody picking out their own engagement ring?
Ooh, yes.
So my wife tried that, and I said, hell no, that looks like a cheap piece of shit. And so we went out, and I found this one that was, like, significant and, like, different. Like, you ain't going to find that shit anywhere. Like, it's
okay.
Discontinued. So if someone goes out and picks out their own fucking ring, like, my wife tried it first, and I told her, fuck off. That looks like a cheap piece of shit. So, you know, that you know, the relationship might be good. But the question is, how soon is it? Like myself, like, I'm fucking blunt. My wife is fucking blunt. And she's like, oh, this is the best ring. And I'm like, no, that's a piece of shit. And so we went out, I went out and I found this other one. I'm like, that's unique, that's cool, that fucking, like, represents us, we're getting that one, I don't give a shit what you think. But she was so hell-bent on marrying me because for some reason, like, she thinks I'm a cool guy. So we're arguing about this fucking ring, and like, she's like, oh yeah, that is nice, and like, it's cool, and like, so I know this throws it off, but the night that I proposed, the fucking place fucked up the ring.
Oh no.
and like broke it. So I proposed to her even without the ring on her birthday, and because that was the plan, right? I bought the ring and they fucked it up. Like, they broke the shit because they're retarded. So I still proposed, and it's still the most amazing ring that I've ever fucking found. And like, we don't not trust each other. We don't question anything. We don't anything. So if somebody has a joint account, it's one of two things. They're looking for some other ass or dick, or they don't trust each other. That's what it comes down to.
So what if you're in a relationship for like, 6 or 7 months, and this chick goes out and buys herself an engagement ring and hands it to you for you to eventually give to her? Do you run or do you stay?
I, God damn it. depends. If she sucks the dick and is great at it, keep it. If she's just trying to keep it because you're amazing, or the other way around, or the guy's trying to keep you because you're amazing and he's a piece of shit, run. Run away as fast as you fucking can. Because if you ain't getting what you need and she ain't getting what she needs, run the fuck away.
Run the fuck away.
Because I guarantee you within five years you're going to get a divorce and it's going to be fucking horrible.
I just think it's creepy. That's like the chick that puts the happy 1 week anniversary on your car.
Happy 1 year anniversary. 1 week anniversary. You're awesome. Thanks. Yeah, that is kind of creepy.
That would be a pretty person. Just
saying.
Girl, run.
Hey, we've been dating for a week. This is amazing. We should buy a ring. No. Run away as fast as your fucking ass can and fucking find somebody else that'll at least wait like 2 months and be like, well, I can't say that because my family, like, the ones that have married within the 6 month period have lasted the longest. The ones that have married with longer than 6 months have failed.
Right.
So with each relationship, it's different. So if, like, with my wife and myself, within the first 6 months, I knew.
Right.
Like I knew. It wasn't a question. I proposed at the comedy club in Minneapolis. And it was the night of her birthday. They fucked up her ring, but I still wanted to propose. So I proposed without a ring. And she said yes. And 5 years later, we're still together. I know couples that have waited 10 years, and within 6 months, they have been divorced. So with my personal endeavors and my family, everybody that has gotten married within the 6 month period has been together within longer than 5 to 15 years. Everybody that's has been together before that has been divorced.
Huh. Well, I was kind of like the old lady at the pharmacy the other day. I went to go fill up a prescription, and she's standing there telling us that her and her husband got married after 2 weeks of knowing each other, and they've been together for 65 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because my grandparents, literally, my grandpa came home. He met my grandma at a dance in St. Anna. And 65 fucking years later, they were happy, they were married, He still flirted with her. He still had held hands. He like he was 100, like they didn't have sex all the time, but he like held her hand all the time. And every time they were away with people, they like held their hands. They were together. And like, it's a lost art, man. It's literally a lost art. Like today, like people are like, oh, I need to join Facebook. I need this and I need that. Well, guess what? There's a reason I'm a reverend. So there's a reason I don't marry people. Like I interview them usually 6 months before. And there has been 5 couples that I have not married because of the simple fact, I don't think they'll last. And every couple that I have married have lasted, the first couple I married has lasted 6 years. And just because what they said to me and what they wanted is they want the long run. So they don't have the joint account. They don't have all this insecurity like most people do. So I marry them, and the longest marriage I have running right now is 6 years.
Nice. Interesting.
So,
this is all just so fascinating. It's a total new perspective now. It really is.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
I'm never looking at a joint Facebook account the same, ever.
No.
You're going to have to ask right out of the bat. Or it's like, you just don't trust each other, or are you looking for vagina or dick? That's what the question is out the gate. So it's like, well, what are you looking for?
That is a different way to look at it.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of that ever in my life.
That's my experience with every single Facebook that I've ever come across. So I'm just throwing out there.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Corey. I feel enlightened now.
I feel enlightened. Because people might want vagina or some dick. I just don't know. We need to ask.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, that's the other thing about joint Facebook accounts. Say your friend has to ask you a question and she's going through a hard time and she only wants to talk to you, but you never know who's replying. Is it the husband or the wife?
But that's the trick. You know who's, like, if you're good friends with that person, you fucking know who's replying and who's not. Just saying.
True.
Like,
yeah.
It, like, if you're friends with the dude longer or you're friends with the girl longer and stuff that spits out their mouth, you know how they talk, you know how they interact with you. So you'll know who it is that's spitting that out if they actually have a joint account.
Yeah, true. But that doesn't stop the other person from just reading the whole conversation. You know what I mean? Like if you have a joint account.
But you know who's responding by how they interact with you. Because if you're friends with the dude longer, you'll know that you'll know how he interacts with you. If you're friends with the girls longer, you'll know how she interacts with you. So it doesn't matter who answers the question. You'll know who is responding to you at the time of what you want to know.
Yeah. Because typically people talk the same and they type the same.
That's right.
Unless the other person has read and learned how to say the thing similar that the other person does.
Right.
Now, you're looking at a 2% chance that this person knows this person so well beyond, like, who you know, that they'll answer how that person will answer. Every person, no matter how significant it is, the question, they will answer different. Like, my wife knows me, right? So she'll answer the best she knows how I will answer. But people that actually know me will know how I actually will answer.
True. Very true.
So, like, my wife, she's blunt. She's to the issues, but she talks different than I do. Like, she will say different words than I do. So if I would respond, it would be honest. It would be blunt. And it would be different than what she would. And every single person that knows me, like truly knows me, will know the difference.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm sure if I were to ask you a question and she responded, I would know the difference.
Yeah, because she's not as dirty as my fucking ass. I'm just saying. Like, some guys are respectful, and then there's a dirty motherfucker like me who, like, looks at every situation as sexual and prays my wife. She puts up with my ass. And so you have that version.
Right.
And then you have her version. So the person that you're talking to will know eventually who they're actually talking to at the end of the conversation, because each person is not the same and they don't react the same to each situation.
True.
Very true.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Very interesting evening. This is really enlightening. So, Corey, do you have any shows coming up that you wanna pimp out while we're on air?
What?
Do you have any shows that you wanna pimp out while you're on air?
Since Dan is gone for like a couple of months, November 4th, Sin 7 is having a concert at the park, and it is a joint endeavor with the AOW Minnesota chapter that we are going to have a food drive and a toy drive at the same time. It's kind of an interlap thing. Is playing, and Sin 7 and Piranha is on the bill right now. We had Digital Homicide, but they're playing the week before, so I was told that we can't have them on the bill. But we are having a toy drive and a food drive at the same time. If people can't contribute to the food drive, they can go to SecondHarvest/AOWMNU food drive and donate to the food drive, even though they can't get to the hot spots that we have for the drop-off situation.
Thanks. Awesome.
All
and
right,
yes,
well,
I am tipsy. I am tipsy as a motherfucker. Thanks to Duggar. I'm just saying. Duggar's a dick. Duggar's a dick. I try to be nice, but Duggar's a dick. He has made me a little retarded. I'm just throwing out there. A little tipsy. A little not okay. And yeah, we're on air saying, you know, if you have a joint account, it's because you don't trust each other or you like dick and vagina. I'm just saying, you want to share that shit. Just saying. God damn.
Oh, man.
All right.
All
well,
right.
Sadly enough, it is time for the end of the show.
Cool shit, radio!
Angelo,
I had to throw it out there. Fan.
If you want to watch Slapshot this weekend, they will be playing in Hastings, Minnesota for a birthday party. So go ahead and check them out at Chops in Hastings, Minnesota. But that's about all I have.
My dogs are going nuts right now. All right, well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Cool Chick Radio tonight. Make sure you find us on social media and like us, love us, share us, because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually want to be shared. You try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night. Get out there and make some bad decisions this weekend and tell us all about it next week. And if anybody knows anybody with a joint Facebook account, tell them to contact us because we want to know more. Swingers, cheaters, what is it? We don't know. All right, everybody have a good night. Peace.